Cause that's the bottom line.
Greetings, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the Monday, January 13th edition of the Bottom Line Lexington Podcast. On today's show, Kentucky wins over Alabama, but they don't cover the spread, and the analytics continue to frown upon them. Wednesday night, Kentucky travels to South Carolina, and Devin Downey ain't walking through that door. The College Football National Championship on Monday night. Rory Williams begs North Carolina to fire him. And an NFL choke job for the ages, along with our Mac Daddy Stogie picks, looking to continue another hot streak. So let's go.
You are listening live.
Kentucky 76, Alabama 67. On Saturday afternoon, Emmanuel Quickly, your most valuable player, 19 points, 5 of 6 three-point shooting. There's a new one for Kentucky fans. 5 rebounds, 3 assists. He was the best player on the court that day. The line in this game started at 8. By game time, it was at 10, and then fell 9. So as usual, when it comes to things like this, timing is everything. There's a good rule of thumb when you're trying to pick these games and get the better line. Just a basic rule of thumb. You want to take the favorites early and the underdogs late. If you waited long enough, you got Alabama in 10, you did well. If you wanted Kentucky, you got them as soon as the line came out, you still did well. Timing is everything, but just a good rule of thumb, if you plan on taking underdogs against the spread, wait till as close to game time as you can before pulling the trigger. Just the opposite with favorites. You won't get the best line every time, but you'll get it a majority of the time. But having said that, Kentucky on Saturday morning in the KenPom ratings ranked 18th at 20.05 as a number rating. As of Monday morning, they're now 20th at 19.34, so the analytics were not very impressed with Kentucky's win over Alabama. Headline of the Lexington Herald leader, E.J. Montgomery says, "I'm breaking out of my shell." Well, you could have fooled us. Your player efficiency rating is 7th on the team for the entire season and 6th on the team during SEC games. So if this is breaking out of your shell, to us it looks like the same exact guy. But I digress. Our nemesis Mark Story of the Herald Leader says, UK fans finally have the team that they've been calling for. Really? This is the team you've been calling for? I'm sorry, beating Alabama by 9 points at home, not exactly the juggernaut Final Four contender you'd like to see, even though it is mid-January. But one aspect of Kentucky basketball that's improving, the three-point shooting. All of a sudden, Kentucky up to 32.1% for the year. That's 226th in the country out of 353. Just a couple of weeks ago, we were talking about how they were in the lower 50 in terms of three-point shooting percentage. When you have one guy go 5 of 6 from 3, yeah, that helps tremendously. So the Cats sitting at 12-3 now. Living up to expectations? Probably not, especially since they were rated number 2 in the preseason, and then number 1 after they defeated Michigan State on opening night. So expectations still high, but a lot of people wary as we go into Wednesday night's game at South Carolina. Who does South Carolina have? Their best player is A.J. Lawson, 14.5 points a game. The efficiency numbers say a kid named Alonzo Frink is their best player efficiency rating guy, but he didn't even play the last game after playing the first 14 in a row, so we don't know what's up with that. But that's a kid to look for under the radar. South Carolina, 8-7 on the year, 0-2 in the SEC, ranked 106th in the KenPom ratings as of Monday morning. Wins on the year? Big wins. They've had a couple of them. They've won at Virginia and at Clemson, but they've also lost home games to Boston University, not Boston College, and Stetson, currently ranked number 326th in KenPom ratings. So it's been an up and down year for Frank Martin in South Carolina, that's for sure. We've detailed Calipari's road SEC woes in the past. In road SEC games, Cal 35-50 gets a spread, 41.2%. As road favorites in the SEC, 32-39, 45.1%. But at South Carolina, he does have a winning record against the spread, 4-3. KenPom says Kentucky will win this game 72-66. For what that's worth, but we don't see South Carolina putting up a lot of points, mainly because, just like Kentucky, they're not very good at shooting three-pointers. South Carolina is even worse than Kentucky, shooting 27.9% from three-point land. That's 336th in the country. So neither team very proficient outside the arc, and that's why we want to lead to the under, the total, depending on what that is when it comes out on Tuesday evening. KenPom also says Kentucky's a 72-66 winner in this game on Wednesday night. As always, we like to take the dog dogs in a spot like this, but you've got to give us enough points. Be very interested to see the line coming out on Tuesday evening for this game. Kentucky will be a favorite. It's just a matter of how many. We would predict around anywhere between 7 and 9, especially based on the fact that South Carolina is on a 3-game losing streak, including that aforementioned terrible home loss to Stetson on December 30th. By the way, if you think South Carolina can't shoot three-pointers, they can't shoot free throws either. They shoot 61.4%. That's 344th in the country. It wasn't long ago when Frank Martin was at the Final Four with this South Carolina team. Let's just say those days seem a long time ago right now. Kentucky should win this one. It's just a matter of by how many. But then again, it is a road game in conference. Insert your cliche right here. Other college basketball Sunday afternoon, Purdue defeated Michigan State 71-42. Shocking by the margin? Yes. A shock that Purdue won? No. Purdue is a good team, especially at home. Don't let that 10-7 record fool you. Purdue, historically, one of the best teams in America. Matt Painter, the best team in America during his tenure against the spread at home. So don't ever think that Purdue winning a home game against anybody is an upset. And Michigan State? Yeah. They'll be just fine. A team that won't be just fine, North Carolina. The Tar Heels lost to Clemson over the weekend for the first time in 60 tries in Chapel Hill. Clemson now 1-59 overall in Chapel Hill against North Carolina. Roy Williams, the embattled coach of an 8-8 team, now 1-4 in the SEC and lost 7 of their last 9. Roy Williams comes out after the game and says, "Fire me." You ever notice the only coaches that say they should be fired are the ones that know they'll never be fired? You ever notice that? You ever see a coach on the hot seat yell to the media, "Hey, they should fire me"? No, you don't see that. Roy Williams, in all his infinite egotistical splendor, comes out and says, "Fire me." This is the guy who knows he's in trouble this year. But hey, they're favored to win the NIT by now. Another big game over the weekend. Baylor goes to Lawrence, Kansas and defeats the Jayhawks. They also defeated Texas Tech earlier that week. Is Baylor for real? I think they are at this point. They probably are at this point. Fifth of the nation in defensive efficiency. Their only loss was a three-pointer on November 8th to Washington. They've been undefeated now for over 2 months. So yes, Baylor is for real. A team not for real, Ohio State. Oh, the Vegas flu coming through like we always thought. Remember a few weeks ago when Ohio State defeated Kentucky out in Las Vegas? Yeah, that was easy money, right? Ever since they left Las Vegas, they've lost 4 in a row since that Kentucky game. Granted, all 4 of those games were against pretty good teams, but now's the time to buy low on them, if you know what I mean. Auburn, San Diego State still undefeated on the season. KenPom says Auburn has a 0.1 chance of finishing the season undefeated, while San Diego State has a 10.4% chance. Checking that San Diego State schedule, they only have 2 Power 5 teams on the entire schedule for the season. They've already played and beaten them both, Iowa and Utah, both on neutral courts. Do we think San Diego State runs the table? No way. We also think people will fall for that magic of the and O at the end of their record and overvalue them come tournament time, if they are still undefeated. Speaking of teams come tournament time, Duke, the number one team in the KenPom ratings. Have you seen their schedule? They're going to be the top-rated team going into this tournament. The top 2 games remaining on Duke's schedule for the rest of the regular season, at Virginia, at North Carolina State. That's what happens when North Carolina is down and some other ACC teams are down. And a team like Louisville, they don't have to go to Louisville. Louisville travels to Duke. So it's a cakewalk schedule for Duke basketball. I don't know how it happened, but it has. When your second toughest game remaining with 2 months to go is a game at North Carolina State, yeah, times are pretty good. Duke will be a number one seed in the tournament. You can take that to the desert and smoke it. And don't forget, we'll have our Mac Daddy College Basketball Upset Specials coming up at the end of the show. Tonight, Monday night, the College Football National Championship, LSU Clemson. LSU a 5.5-point favorite. Total in that game, 68, down from 69. That point spread in this game started at 4, got up to 6.5, now settling at 5.5. Probably will go down. So if you want to get on Clemson, might want to get on them now before the money comes in on Clemson later today. 5 national championship games in the current format. The underdogs, 5-0 straight up and against the spread. So the dogs have been the play of this game every single year. And with the public money all over LSU, it's tough to go against Clemson in this spot. You're getting points. You've got a team that hasn't lost a game in 2 years. defending national championship, good defense, good quarterback, recency bias at its finest. When you're looking at LSU, and they walked all over Oklahoma and Clemson, who struggled and probably should have lost to Ohio State. We love Clemson in this spot. Give us Clemson getting the 5.5 points because, as we all know, Dabo Sweeney is preaching from the mountaintops. Oh, they don't want to see us. The world's against us. Blah, 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 blah. Whenever we see that, we love to take the dog. Give us Clemson in the points. I'm Mac Daddy Stogie, Monday night. NFL, the favorites went 3-1 over the weekend. If you were like us and you had Houston getting 10 points and you're up 24-0, you're already planning on how to spend that money because you're up 34 points out in the desert. Well, not only did you lose that, but you lost bad. Unbelievable. The only favorite to lose was Baltimore, Lamar Jackson, now 0-2 in the playoffs. Here comes the Twitter avalanche after a quarterback had such a great season and then chokes in the first round of the playoffs. But the numbers say he didn't choke at all. I digress. So now we're setting up for the conference championship games this week. Tennessee, coming off two straight road upset wins, about to play their fourth consecutive road game, going to Kansas City. They're a 7.5-point dog there. Green Bay, coming off a win against Seattle, both straight up and against the spread. Talk about a tough luck loss. If you took Seattle, getting 4 or 4.5, that 2-point conversion mid-fourth quarter, that was more important than you thought it was, wasn't it? Yeah, believe me, I sat on that one too. Green Bay, a 7-point dog to San Francisco. If you make us take one team or one side right now, we would take Tennessee getting those 7.5 in Kansas City, but it's early in the week. Right now, having Tennessee in more than a touchdown against Kansas City, if you know what I mean. Surely they couldn't choke as bad as Houston did on Sunday, but then again, please don't call me Shirley.
Green is good.
Cash, cold, that's what I need.
All right, Mac Daddy Stogie time. Hope you enjoyed our winner on Sunday, predicting the Caddyshack Gophers of Minnesota pull off the minor upset against 16th-ranked Michigan. We've got two games for this week. Tuesday night, number 12, Maryland, travels to unranked Wisconsin. Wisconsin, a tough team to predict right now. On January 3rd, they won at Ohio State. They came back home and lost to Illinois the next game. They're coming off a road win against Penn State. Maryland, ranked number 12, traveling to Wisconsin. We'll take the Gophers. We don't want the points. We don't need the points. We'll take unranked Wisconsin to take down Maryland. And on Wednesday night, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. We'll take the Gophers, still in Minnesota again. Penn State comes to town. They're ranked number 20. I wouldn't be shocked to see Minnesota favored in this game. Let's take the Gophers again. Lay the points, whatever you got to do. We'll take unranked Minnesota, sitting at 9-7 on the year, to take down number 20 ranked and 12-4 Penn State. The Gophers and little Richie Petito giving us some money on these unranked traps. The Gophers over the Nittany Lions. Thank goodness this ain't football. So there you go, ladies and gentlemen. Your Mac Daddy Stogies for the week. Unranked Wisconsin takes down number 12 Maryland. Unranked Minnesota takes down number 20 Penn State, and you can take those bad boys to the desert and smoke them.
And you know, if they had an Olympics for stupidity, Dutch would win the gold medal.
And that does it for the Monday, January 13th edition of the Bottom Line Lexington Podcast. Our apologies to Cash Daniel. We ran out of time for him today. We'll try to get him on the next time. Make sure to follow us on Twitter at Bottom Line Lex. Make sure to like and subscribe to this podcast if you like what you heard today. Our friend Vince Stover will be joining us later this week for another podcast, so we look forward to that. So in the meantime, as always, may the winners be yours.
Listen, good luck. Cash and tickets is what it's all about. So long, everybody.